I met my wife many, many years ago. She was in an all-girl rock band, and I was a radio producer in Albuquerque. She was up in Taos. And then we started bumping into each other, but we weren't friends, and we weren't attracted to each other, and she wasn't even gay. So in 97, I'm at the Fillmore to see Patti Smith, the punk rocker. Patti's awesome, but I haven't left the room for so long, and we're all standing up, and it's sweaty, and it's loud, and it's awesome, but I'm tired, and I think, well, I think I'm going to take a breather. So I go, and I sit in the lobby, and all of a sudden, Deb walks by. I just look at her like it's love at first sight. I can't believe how I feel, like, hey, and she goes, hey, and I go, hey, can I buy you a beer? And something has changed in me. I was ready to fall in love. I said, let's go out to dinner. We have these like long 5-hour dinners, you know, where we just talk and talk and talk and talk. We have so much in common. We have this one conversation about this play that we both did. We recite the lines from the play out loud simultaneously to each other. I'm wondering, you know, I think this is a date. This feels like a date. This is it, right? This feels like it. I don't really know what it is. And finally, we have a third one of these. And the third one is the one I'm hoping to see if she's feeling what I'm feeling. So we go out, and I drop her off, and we're sitting in my car, and there's that moment of sort of awkward, okay, well, I'll see you again. And I turn to her, and it's a shy moment, and I'm kind of awkward. I don't really quite know what to do. And so I reach to hug her, and we just, our heads turn and just our lips lock, and it's this kiss from outer space. It's just like, I was just a hungry animal. And a kiss goes on and on and on, and then we separate our bodies, and from there, the rest is history. We've been together for almost 15 years.